You know what isn't toasty? Is the way that companies ruin our brains. We're all humans and we're all susceptible to tricks, right? You know, for the classic thing, you think about stuff like when you go to a shopping center, there's no clocks. And you go into like casinos, there's no windows and stuff. And it's all those little techniques that brands and agencies and whoever use to make us do things, buy things, say things. And I remember last week, you'll know, if you listen to the show, you'll know we bring in Struthless 69 in to chat about whatever. And off air, he was telling me about all these corporate hacks that he'd learnt throughout his life. I thought, you know what? This needs to be exposed. The people need to know. And so, man, you got to be dishing the dirt. I mean, where did you learn all this stuff, first of all?
I studied business at university, and I don't know, I just went down that road and kind of got more into the price psychology side of things.
Are people like proud of it that you've learned from, and they're like, man, wait till you see the sheep flock to this trick kind of thing?
Well, my dad was a very dodgy human, and I think it was just, you know, passed down hereditarily. So here we are. Funny that actually you mentioned shopping centers and you're talking about not having clocks. Another cool fact about them is if you move in a clockwise direction, or if people move in a clockwise direction, for whatever reason, people don't know why, but you tend to spend more money.
What?
On average, it's only about $2, but...
Oh my God. So that people would be laying out shopping centers to...
Well, you think about, you know, the last Woolworths you've been to, you tend to enter from the left of the thing and end up walking clockwise in it.
Oh my God. Mm. Damn. Okay. So that's somehow unexplainable, but freaky. What else should we know? What other things should people be aware of in their day-to-day life, do you think?
Well, I think online shopping is where a lot of these tactics take place.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. All right. Let's say you wanted to sell something for $49, right? And let's say it was... What's good? A shirt?
A shirt. Love a shirt.
All right.
$50. Great.
Yep.
$49.
Very different. Very different prices. Right. Okay. Yeah. Let's say you want to sell it for $50, right? Take off a dollar. Just lose that, because when people see a nine, they're, I think it's about 25% more likely to buy.
Oh my God.
Even if it's more expensive, even if it was, you know, 44 versus 49, the 49 will make the sale more of the time.
Whoa.
So that's one way you can do it. Another way you can do it is something called... anchoring pricing. So anchoring is where you have a more expensive price to put that 49 into context. So now the choice isn't between whether I'm going to buy the shirt or not. The choice is between whether I'm going to buy the $49 shirt or the $129 shirt. And so all of a sudden I've seen 129. And 49, you know, it doesn't look that expensive. If you want to sell a $2,000 watch, show somebody a $12,000 watch.
My God. And so then I imagine that you could go into a restaurant and the menus.
Yeah, so menus are really interesting. So people tend to look at the top right of a menu before they look at any other parts of the menu.
Oh.
And so what you'll see,
I'm trying to think in my brain if I do all this stuff. I mean, I know if you're listening, let us know if this is true. Like,
well, it's kind of interesting there. So yeah, you will see in, I guess, a slightly more... fancier or a well thought out restaurant, or maybe somebody who is a bit of a weirdo. Yeah, you will see that sort of anchoring pricing at the top right, and they will put the, you know, very expensive porterhouse steak or something right there.
Right. That actually, I think I do see a lot of porterhouse steak. Now you mention it. Top right is like, yep, the here's our fancy wines, or here's our fancy whatever.
Or the banquet menu. Or
right. Oh yeah. My God. Okay. So this is all, we can't escape. We've got restaurants, we've got shopping centers, online.
And it's insane, right? Because one more thing that I think that we should look out for is something called decoy pricing. And you see this a lot.
This one sounds evil. Like the other ones, it's like, oh, clockwise direction. That's just, maybe that's humanity. But decoy is literally like deception, right?
It quite literally is. And that's usually, and I'll come back to the shirt analogy. So we've got our $49 shirt. It's next to our $129 shirt. And all of a sudden there's a really ugly shirt and it's for $47. And you're like, why would I even want that ugly shirt for $47? I'm obviously going to buy this nice shirt for $49 because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
Wrong. you've been played by the decoy.
You are an idiot.
Yes,
is
correct.
What you're saying. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you often see this in sort of subscription packages. The most famous example was, you know, the magazine The Economist?
Yeah.
So they had this these pricing plans that they did. So they said you could get the online magazine for $59, or you could get the print magazine for $125 a year, or you could get the print and online magazine for $125 a year.
Oh, right. And so you wouldn't need the online version if you had the print version, right?
Well,
Do you?
Well, what they've done is they've coupled. You could get both things for $125 or just one of them for $125.
And so people...
So you say, oh, well, if I'm going to pay $125, I'll obviously get both of them.
I'll get both.
But when they tested it with just two options, obviously people went for the least expensive one.
Oh, dear. Damn. Well, look, we've got about a minute until Rod comes in. Is there any one more nuclear bomb that you want to really shatter the earth with?
Here's one, and it's kind of day appropriate.
Yeah.
In general.
Oh, no, I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say. And this applies to pretty much every category within e-commerce. People buy more online on Mondays.
So if you're on your phone right now, you're saying basically, look, you'll see a lot more ads.
You'll see a lot more very sales-based ads. You'll see a lot more people on Instagram saying, hey, swipe up to buy this. Mondays are the day to buy things.
Is there a reason why? Is there like a psychology behind it?
I'm not sure. It might be to do with shipping, that you sort of buy now and you get it by Friday, or
right. Maybe
the week is awful and you've just got to escape it somehow.
Damn. Well, a lot to be woke of, you could say. Now we've got we've been wokeified when it comes to dodging evil corporations. But man, Struthless, thank you so much for educating us.
You're very welcome.